All right, everybody. We are back. That is Fat Man in the Bathtub by Little Feet.
Little Feet.
Mm-hmm. I do not have a cute little story about that song.
Okay.
Like I did some of the others this evening.
Kind of speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm. Because this is the second hour, the beginning of the second hour, let me say that we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. And we are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If you're just joining us, let me quickly reintroduce everybody here in the studio. I have across the table from me my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
Yeah. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hello. To her right is my boy, Tygen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my name is Mark, and I will be your host for the rest of the evening. We had a lot of fun during the first hour. I hope we can make this second hour just as fun, if not more fun.
More fun. Mm-hmm. More fun.
I might have to come up with another Burning Ring of Fire story.
Something.
I don't know if we can do that.
More fun.
More fun. Yeah.
The mighty More Fun Power Rangers.
Yeah, so here's something. And I kind of hinted at this before the break. And this is something that I have spoken about on this show several times. And it's something that I'm disgusted about.
IHOP.
No, that's,
what the hell?
That's going to be later, Ty. We're going to talk about
it. It disgusts
IHOP.
Me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the gist of this story is about all of the plastic that is ending up in our oceans.
Yes.
And it is horrible. We did a story not too long ago that said that there was a plastic island floating between California and Hawaii the size of New York.
Yeah.
Right.
When you've got plastic islands the size of states floating in your ocean, that's a problem.
Well, they're looking to put condos on them here soon.
Yeah. More right. Development.
So anyway, I read this article in the Week magazine, and it said that, what did it say?
Who knows?
It says that India has announced that it intends to ban all single-use plastics by the year 2022. India has about 1.3 billion people.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says some 60 countries have announced curbs on plastics, plastic bags, cutlery, straws, bottles, etc. India's program to halt their use by more than 1.3 billion people is by far the most ambitious. All right. It says India generates about 6 million tons of plastic waste every year. And this is the bad part. Much of which is dumped into the ocean. Mm. What?
Cool.
Why?
Wait a minute.
Why?
Is that legal?
Right.
In their country, apparently it is.
I mean, it must be legal here in other places too. If we've got a plastic island between California and Hawaii the size of New York.
Well, think about this.
Right.
Plastic hasn't really been around that long.
No. You remember, it was just coming out when the movie The Graduate came out. You remember what that guy said to Benjamin?
Yes.
I got one word for you, Benjamin.
Plastics. Mm-hmm.
That was the beginning of
plastic. Late 60s.
Right.
So in, 50 years, we've created an island mm-hmm. of plastic? When we lived for centuries without plastic.
Well, I know that there are a lot of plastics that are recyclable.
But people don't.
People don't. Yeah, but there's don't also a lot of plastics that are not recyclable.
Right.
And why is that?
We're lazy.
And
they're made out of chemicals.
And
we live in a disposable world now.
If it's not being recycled, why can't... what? What are you doing?
My hair's in my eyes.
Oh, I thought you were giving me some sort of a signal, like
no.
I had a booger or something.
No, well, no, that's this.
No, but I mean, if it's not recyclable, why can't we come up with a way that it biodegrades a lot faster?
I think they're trying to develop.
Yeah, they're working
like
on
that
it
now. But you know, but a little late.
Yeah,
vegetable plastic.
A little 50 years too late.
I mean, it absolutely cannot be legal for it to be dumped in the ocean. I mean, I've seen 60 Minutes episodes where they are following cruise ships that are dumping trash into the ocean. That, to me, that blows my mind. Who would even consider doing that?
Well, somebody who doesn't want to pay to have the garbage taken out.
I mean, do people just assume that the ocean is so big?
Yes.
So massive?
Yes.
That it's not going to show up?
Huge.
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 Bigly. Well, yeah, I mean, that was the thinking for a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of garbage was dumped into the ocean until we started realizing that that was a problem. And one of the first problems were the six-pack rings.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Well,
and
that are snagging animals.
Animals and getting like caught that on their snouts and right, whatever they have, bills. But, yeah, we survived for many, many years without plastic. Why
sure we can do it again?
Why is it such a big deal to scale it back?
Well, now, I mean, you've heard commercials.
Because it's so cheap.
You've heard commercials where they're talking about, and these are from companies that are trying to sell like water purifiers. And they say that, you know, you should buy a water purifier instead of buying bottled water, because if they took like all of the plastic bottles from the water that they sell, I mean, it would wrap around the earth like 10 times or something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Anyway.
We sell glass straws at Asylum.
Nice.
I mean,
very
else,
nice.
I mean, what else could be done with it? I mean, why don't they bury it? Or why don't they just burn it, melt it?
Melt it. Well,
then then you're cutting holes in our ozone.
Right.
That's chemicals. It's all chemicals.
You're releasing.
I mean, there's even been studies about how it's bad to leave a regular Zephyr Hills bottle of water in your car.
Right, I've heard
because
that.
Because it heats up so much and it makes whatever seep out of
right
the plastic.
I mean,
into
everything
the water
gives you cancer, but that's
so you're
not
drinking
cool
chemicals from right plastic. It's honestly disgusting.
Yeah.
We need to go back to glass.
I mean, here locally, some of the restaurants and things like that down on the beaches have now banned the plastic straws.
Yeah,
which
the
is
whole
paper.
That is good.
The whole city of St. Petersburg
right
has banned straws at restaurants.
That's a start.
You can have one if you ask for one. They, you know,
but they will not give
but
it
they
to
will
you
not
you
automatically give it to
I
you.
I can remember as a kid using a lot of paper straws, and that was fine.
Yeah.
Those until they got so soggy terrible that they didn't work anymore.
Well, you're not supposed to chew on them.
Well, everybody did.
Everybody. Apparently, I was the lone person that did not feel compelled to chew my paper straw.
The lone person. Yeah. Hey, here's another thing about the ocean that's kind of cool. I don't know if you kids have ever heard of bioluminescence.
Yes.
How badass is that?
Yeah. Super.
I've seen pictures of it, and it's like you'll get like it's bioluminescent algae, and you'll get like an algae bloom in certain parts of the ocean, and it glows like neon blue.
Yeah,
it mm-hmm looks toxic.
It looks so cool. But it's supposedly perfectly healthy and perfectly natural.
Yeah.
That's what they tell you.
It's like a phenomenon, and it's
like
probably caused by
bug
all the plastic in the water.
Yeah, it's like part of their photosynthesis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But here's the thing that's cool about it is that the researchers in Denmark are attempting to isolate the genes that make such microalgae glow to see whether trees, okay,
ooh,
trees
right
could be genetically engineered with the genes in order to make them glow.
That'd
be pretty
be
neat.
Dope.
How cool is that? What they're thinking is, let's go to a city, and instead of having a bunch of streetlights,
Avatar,
let's just have
here we come
avenues with lined with glowing trees.
Glowing yes trees.
How badass would that be?
That would yes be so awesome. Or like even small plants lining your walkways
yes
or your driveways.
Right. What would you do in the wintertime?
I'd sprinkle some of that stuff on Ty. I mean, just have him walking around glowing. His next show, he was the one glowing?
Yes.
I mean, come on, man.
I already am.
You are the one glowing.
You are glowing. I don't know. The researchers say that, I mean, obviously, if you've got glowing trees, you're not going to be paying for all the electric and stuff like that to run the lights in your city. So there's your, you know, your savings.
Right.
Now, but they'll find another way to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
It's not going to save anybody any money,
yeah,
essentially.
Cut down the leaves and sell them.
But are there any naysayers out there yet that you've seen?
The article I read was
you're playing God.
It was just a little blurb. It didn't say anything about that. It says that they're not even close to making this a reality, but they're working on it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Mm-hmm. Think about this. Think about Disney with all the lights that they have, and think about once the sun goes down at Disney.
About our backyard.
Yeah, right. Instead of having to put string lights in your trees and have lampposts and stuff like that, just the trees just lit up.
Lit up. Or cool. Even if there were just vines that lit up, that at Christmas time you could wrap a live vine around your Christmas tree.
That'd be cool.
And it would glow.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Cool. I think it's a great idea.
Or just if the whole Christmas tree just glowed.
Ooh. That'd be cool, too.
Like the little tips of it.
Now, are they going to make our food glow so then we glow? Where are they going to go with this?
I don't know. I don't know, honey.
Okay.
You're asking me too many questions. Too many things that I don't know answers to. Hey, have you guys seen the commercials now about the Domino's hotspots?
Yeah.
Yes. What?
You've not seen that, Ty?
I don't watch
TV. Well, you don't watch TV, but Hannah, you've seen it, right?
Yeah, when I'm here, I don't have TV at my house.
I saw the commercial the other day. Domino's, the pizza company, has come out with hotspots. So what they're doing is they're putting these almost like call centers or... I guess not really
no,
even,
they're not
call,
even
centers.
Call centers.
They're called hotspots where, let's say you're at the park or you're at the beach and you can go up to this place where the hotspot is and you can order a pizza and it will be delivered to that hotspot.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. But then I started thinking, is that a good idea or is that dangerous? And then Mom said, well, because they are determining where the hotspots are, that's safer. It's probably a lot safer that way than
without them.
Than having your delivery people go to people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Or even to parks.
This way, it's a determined location. And I would think that if you've got a hot spot at the park or the beach or wherever, then
sure
it might have
some sort of
monitoring device.
Some kind of camera.
It's seeing
on it or
who's
something.
Ordering.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's probably not a bad idea.
No, definitely not.
And it probably is. It's probably like the drive-through, where they have the cameras so they know exactly who's ordered, they're taken. Yeah, so they can find the person.
I mean, because so many times you hear about, the guy going to deliver the pizza and getting robbed.
Right.
Right.
Or even killed. That's happened too.
And people do. Order pizza from the beach.
Yeah, how cool would that
from
be?
From the park.
Sitting on the beach.
And people have done that for years.
Right.
But, there was no safety net to it.
No safety, and it was hard to find people.
And it was hard to find people. So now...
But even then, let's say you're at Domino's, and you get a call from somebody, and they go, yeah, I'm at the beach. I want you to, deliver it here. And you're like, yeah, right.
No, but they would.
They would. Yeah,
if you told them,
the 3rd Street Beach Access, purple umbrella.
But now if it's a designated location at the beach, that makes it safer.
Right, right.
I think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of commercials.
Yes.
This is something else that I Googled because I am disturbed by the Matthew McConaughey Lincoln commercials. I find them very disturbing. I used to like him. Until he started doing these commercials. And now it's like, what a creep you are.
He's creepy in
them. He is creepy. So you know what I Googled today?
What about this?
I said, do people think Matthew McConaughey's Lincoln commercials are creepy? And yes, they do. They actually do. It came up with a bunch of things that, it's creepy.
I haven't seen them.
And people are making fun of it. I guess Jim Carrey has gone on and made several videos spoofing the commercials.
They're weird.
They're weird
commercials.
I just don't like the way he whispers or whatever he's doing.
He's just creepy.
Yeah, it's just creepy.
Too slicky boy. He hasn't been right since that Dallas Buyers Club.
No, he hasn't.
He really got the AIDS.
He got it. I think he really did.
He went a little too far into that
role. Some actors, they'll go hang out with the people that they're going to portray. He actually got AIDS.
It looks like it.
Yeah, it does. He hasn't been the same since.
He was cool in Wolf of Wall Street, though.
Yeah, he's still, I don't know.
Well, he can be very funny.
Yeah.
And
was weird in Magic Mike.
Yeah, very weird. Mm. But
that's where he got the AIDS.
Yeah.
You know, now he's just creepy.
Right.
It doesn't make me want to buy one of those cars. I'm afraid it's, you know, is this a byproduct of the car?
Right. Oh, I wanted to talk about for my birthday Eve.
Yes.
On Wednesday, Steph, Hannah, and myself went to Applebee's here.
Bullshit!
Well, you were at work, Ty. We took Jack. Jack went with us. Jack went with us.
I didn't get shit.
You got some nacho eggs in the morning.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I was in the mood for what I consider to be comfort food, and that's like hors d'oeuvres. I didn't want a full-blown meal. I just wanted like finger food. I wanted, you know, some like potato skins or
what
some
you do with your food is your
chicken
business.
Wings and stuff like that. So we went over there, and we ordered like almost $100 worth of finger food.
And I didn't get any.
No, you didn't get any.
You got some nachos and your eggs.
The food was good. But
it was not comfortable.
But the place, I mean, it was so cold in there. It was like, are you kidding me? I mean, they must have had the thermostat set on like 50.
It was very cold.
It was.
They're trying to keep all those old people fresh.
You could almost see you could almost see your breath in there. It was so cold.
Yeah, it's unbearable in there.
My feet were numb.
I hate it.
It was unbelievably cold.
I heard a couple of people complain, and they were like, oh, well, do you want to move over there? And it's like, the whole place is cold. That's not going to do anything.
Right.
I'd have to sit outside.
I had to go to the bathroom because when I get cold, it makes me need to pee.
Right.
The toilet seat was colder than any toilet seat I've ever sat on.
Well, why aren't you hovering in a
that's
restaurant
what I
anyway?
Said. I was like, why did you even touch the
you
toilet
You should be
seat?
Hovering, honey.
On every toilet, but your home
toilet.
You're out
in public. You get to pee all over the place.
No, you're not. You don't get to.
Yes,
Ty.
You do.
No, you don't.
You are entitled.
No. That's not
spoken
the way
like a true millennial.
That is not the way that works. That is no.
Yes.
God, what happened to him?
No wonder the world is going to hell in a handbasket. Right.
Let's see what else. Oh, so should we get to the IHOP and IHOB thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Ty'll cool it.
The hell is that about?
Right, so one of the biggest stories of the week is that IHOP announced that they're going to be changing their name to IHOB with a B, right? Yeah. So
big mistake.
Then the big thing is, well, what does the B stand for? A lot of people said International House of Breakfast, International House of Brunch.
Nope.
That kind of thing, trying to figure out what the B is for. Well, it turns out that it's going to be the International House of Burgers.
Nope.
Yep. Well, the
and
thing.
It's a joke.
Well, the reason that they're doing it is because so many restaurants now are in the big burger game. Ty just showed me something on his.
I think I've seen it.
Anyway.
International House of Burgers.
Yeah. Right. It's accurate.
So anyway, they're going to change their name to International House of Burgers, and it's just going to be a short period of time. But they wanted to get into the burger game because they don't want to be known anymore as just a breakfast place. They want to be known as someplace that just doesn't serve pancakes.
They've always had the burger.
Well, they always have, but they've not ever been known for that.
Yeah. And?
I mean, they've been serving burgers since the beginning in 1958.
I was going to say.
They're the pancake place, man.
Right.
Yeah,
but now they're going to introduce like seven new steak burgers to try to get into the burger game.
You know
I don't
what?
Understand why.
Yeah. Stick with what you're good at.
Yeah, stick with what you know.
Well, I get that too, but I mean, isn't IHOP like one of those places, you know, like Denny's or something like that, that's open like 24 hours a day?
Yeah, they serve breakfast 24 hours a day.
If I'm coming from the
club,
but
they have lunch.
I don't necessarily want to get pancakes. Maybe I want like one of these great burgers.
But they've always had a full menu.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work out for them. Just because, you know, just like you're saying, they've always been known as the breakfast place and one of the better breakfast places, really.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, for a commercial outfit, you're not going to go into an IHOP and get a bad breakfast.
No.
They've mastered it.
Yes. You know. They're very good at it.
Anyway.
Very good.
It's only going to be something that's, like I say, this IHOP thing. It's like a promotional thing, and it's going to last
a
month or so.
To get under everybody's skin so you would talk about it.
Right.
And promote them.
Yeah. Well, they really made me mad.
Made me furious.
Let's see. Do we
will
play
not calm down.
Do we want to play Stump the Chump?
We can.
All right. Do we have a theme?
We do.
All right. Well, what would it be?
Well, I would call it Baby Daddy Day, but apparently that's offensive. So we'll just call it Father's Day.
I don't even want to play now.
Triggered.
Anyway, before we play our Baby Daddy themed version of Stump the Chump, we do have to take a break. And I got a short little song here, and it's by my man, Keb Moe. Keb Moe was recently in town at the Capitol Theater on June 13th. One of these days, we're going to have to catch Keb Moe.
Yes, live. I tried to get tickets, but the only thing left were obstructed view in the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
And who wants that?
What are you doing the Counting Crows?
Not until July 31st.
And that's going to be at Al Lang Stadium.
At Al Lang.
Anyway.
We should play there.
Yes.
Yeah, you should. That Al Lang apparently has their new concert series now.
Yes. They're
going to have several bands this summer there.
And one of the first ones I want
to
say
is
coming
up. That's going to be a really cool venue to go see a concert, I think.
For some reason, I think Poison is playing there.
Yeah.
Poison.
Right. I know.
They're covering a lot of genres with their music series.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll play Stump the Chump. This is a song called The Old Me Better. It's a live version.
Oh, I love this song.
I do, too. By Keb Moe. We'll be right back, and we'll play Stump the Chump.
One, two, one, two, one, two, three. When I first laid eyes on you, I spoke. Just to get you to wear my wedding ring. But now I'm having second thoughts, and I'm writing you this letter, 'cause I'm scared to tell you to your face. I like the old me better. I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. I didn't take crap from anyone. When I sleep all day, party all night, if ever I wanted, ever I like. You made me a brand new man, but I like the old. Bad, and I appreciate your work. I don't drink as much, don't swear as much. He made me go to church, but I ain't done much talking since the day we got together. But I'm a different man because of you. But I like to owe me better. Ooh, I like to owe me better. I was a lot more. Didn't take breath from anyone when I sleep all day. I party all night, did whatever.
everybody. We are back, and that is why you got to see Keb Mo live, because he's just good.
He's just that good.
I love that song. I love Keb Mo. My dad turned me on to Keb Mo.
Yes.
You know, Sunday's Father's Day.
Yes.
Or Baby Daddy Day.
Baby Daddy Day. And Selwyn Birchwood does a fabulous version of that song.
Of that song, right?
Yes.
He does. Maybe next week I'll play that version.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Selwyn. Love Selwyn.
Let's see. What else? Was there something else I wanted to say? Hey,
I don't know.
During the break, I have some pictures here in front of my... if you were in our studio, you will see that I like a lot of stuff to look at.
Yeah.
So I've got all kinds. I've got stuff on the ceiling, all over the walls. I mean, all kinds of stuff to look at here. My blushing bride for my birthday bought me a brand new Budweiser neon light that I am in love with. So now in my studio, I have the Budweiser neon, and I've also got the Miller Lite neon, right?
It's bright in here.
It is bright in here. It's fantastic. I love it. To me, neon is like an art form.
Yes,
I would like to know how to do it. I mean, we went with Hannah downtown St. Petersburg to that glass blowing place, and I can't even imagine how they make like the blown glass for neon signs. I mean,
it's kind of similar.
That's a skill, though.
Yes.
I mean, that's something else. You know, I mean, that's not just making a cup.
No.
That's doing something there. You're making letters. You're making, you know, everything.
Shapes.
Very cool. And then one of the other things that I got for my birthday was a painting. And I absolutely love it. It's a painting that I've known about for many years. And it was painted by my best bud, Paul Hunley. And he painted the picture back in 1984. And what it is, we were roommates back then. This is before I went in the Marine Corps, right before I went in the Marine Corps. Back in the day.
Nude.
It's a nude of you. Me. No, it's not that, Hannah. but what it is, you know, back in the day when we lived together, there was no such thing as CDs and that kind of thing. Everybody had albums. Well, I had a lot of albums. And one of the albums I had, I was a big Rolling Stones fan. So I had the 1981 album that came out, which was the live album, basically of their original final tour.
Farewell Tour,
right. This is back in 81
was the original,
right.
Farewell Tour.
So anyway, Paul took that album, and in his art class, he painted a portrait of it, right? And it's basically like 2.5 by 2.5, something like that, much bigger than an album. But it looks, Paul is such a good artist that he made this painting look as if he had taken that album cover, put it on some sort of a machine, and blown it up. It is that good. I mean, it's that good. Anyway, the last time we saw Paul and Jenny up in Richmond back in August, I was like, hey, whatever happened to that picture? And he was like, oh, it's up in the attic. Well, goddamn it.
What's it just doing in the attic, collecting dust?
I'd love to have it. I was with you when you painted it. I saw it in different stages of done. You know, I've always loved it. So for my birthday, he wrapped it up. And when I say wrapped,
I mean wrapped.
Put enough bubble wrap on that thing to protect all of us and the house for the first hurricane that comes blowing through town.
Yes.
I mean,
we might need that.
We are safe.
Yes.
We are safe.
It took about an hour to get the picture out of the packaging.
Yeah,
it was packaged.
It was a little crazy, but anyway, I love that. And then, of course, Hannah got me a book on, it's called The Family, and it's about Charles Manson. It's not Helter Skelter, but it's a different book that goes into all of the players' histories, even the victims' histories, that kind of thing. So it's going to be an interesting book to read. Anyway, I don't know why I got off on that. I was looking at these pictures here on my little table here in front of my computer, and I saw a picture of Paul, and that's why.
Paul.
I brought that up. Anyway, so before the break, I said we were going to play Stump the Chump, and this is going to be our baby daddy version of Stump the Chump. Kids, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Do you have your bell, your ringer, your hooter? Let's play Stump the Chump.
All right. These are like movie TV themed dads.
Oh, okay.
Atticus Finch.
Yes.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
Those were my next words. To Kill a Mockingbird not only had two kids, he had to deal with a town of angry folks.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were
going to say. What was his job? Mark.
He was an attorney.
Yes.
Damn it.
And Mark is on the board.
Read.
Which one of these was the daughter of Cliff Huxtable, the dad from The Cosby Show?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Denise, Donna, Diane, or Danielle? Hannah.
Denise.
Yes. And Hannah is on the board.
Are you sure she wasn't Denise? Uncle Cliff.
No, you're so funny. Wally West loved his two kids and wife and was a superhero by day. What was his superhero name? Mark.
Mr. Incredible.
No. Ty.
The Flash.
Yes.
Oh. You know that Incredibles movie's out.
Yeah. I know. I want to see it. I love The Incredibles. Yeah. So we are tied.
Oh, we saw Solo.
One
I told
all.
You that, didn't I?
We'll talk about that after the
Okay.
After
that was
game.
Great. By the way.
How many daughters did Charles Ingalls have in Little House on the Prairie?
Too many.
Two.
Mark, no.
Four.
No.
I don't know.
Three?
Oh, no.
Three.
Never seen it.
There was a third one?
There was. Remember, there was the older sister who went blind, Laura, right. And then the little sister.
Jesus Christ.
The baby.
There wasn't a boy?
No.
Oh, no, he
no
was
boys.
The adopted kid. Didn't they adopt that kid? There was a boy.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't
Who
watch
knows?
That long. Mm-hmm. All right. Weird. Get ready to ring,
Little
Ty, because this one's going to go quick.
Right.
Lois Griffin is married to who? Hannah.
Peter Griffin.
Peter.
Now you got to say it right.
Peter.
Peter.
So Mark has two. Hannah has two. Ty has one.
Boo.
Arthur Weasley, father of Ron, belonged to which house during his time at Hogwarts, Tyler?
Gryffindor.
Yes, and we are tied to all.
None of you even know what any
all of
those
us have
words
two?
Mean.
All of you have two.
I thought I only got Peter.
No, you got Peter Griffin, and you got Denise.
All right.
Denise.
Mm-hmm.
The pudding.
Her brother's the nephew.
Mr. Incredible worked briefly as a claims adjuster. What kind of claims do claims adjusters investigate, Hannah?
Accident. Insurance.
Insurance.
Yes.
So Hannah goes up three.
Robert Parr.
Indiana Jones's dad was obsessed with finding what, Tyler?
Holy Grail.
Yes. And Holy Ty shit. Has three. Gomez Adams had three kids. One of them was called Wednesday. What was her middle name? Do you want the choices?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, or Thursday?
Thursday.
No.
Wasn't Wednesday,
Tuesday.
Thursday Adams?
No.
Wednesday, Friday Adams?
It was Wednesday, Friday, Adams.
Mm-hmm. Look who has three now, kids.
Mm-hmm. And we are tied three all. So now I'm going to have to switch out of this one because y'all did too well. Oh. Three all. So this is going to be more about Father's Day.
Aja.
The Father's Day. Which one of these questions will I start with? Let's start with, this one. In the United States, which president signed Father's Day into law? Mark.
That was Eisenhower.
No. Ty?
Woodrow Wilson.
No.
I don't know. I'd like some options.
All right. Here are the choices.
You don't even know the damn president.
I think it might have been Kennedy.
No. Your choices are Richard Nixon, Woodrow Wilson, which we know is wrong, John F. Kennedy, which we know is wrong, or Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin.
Coolidge. Because he's cool-ish.
No.
Nixon?
No.
It was Tricky Dick.
Tricky really? Dick. Mm-hmm. See, he wasn't all bad.
Mm-hmm. In which country is doing a hiking tour pulling a wagon, man-powered, a traditional part of Father's Day?
Pain in the ass land.
Does that happen
in... Ridiculousville.
In Brazil, Germany, Japan, or Scotland?
Scotland.
No.
It's going to happen in... Not in this neighborhood.
Ty.
Brazil?
No.
Brazil.
Scotland?
No, it is a German tradition.
Oh, figures.
Weirdos.
Figures.
Up until the year 2012, what was the only state in the European Union not to have an official Father's Day? Was it Poland, Slovakia, Romania, or Ireland?
Slovakia.
No.
Poland.
No.
Romania.
Ireland.
Romania. And Hannah wins with Romania.
Whoa! Is this a $20 day?
No.
Cry me a river.
Oh, good for you.
All right. And just so you know, you've got 15 minutes before we have to go to song.
Don't threaten me.
I'm threatening you. Mm-hmm. The eyebrows are at full staff.
Yeah. Hey, so right before the break, right before we started playing the game, Ty said that he went to go see Solo, which is the movie about Han Solo.
Whoa.
It's the latest movie in the whole Star Wars thing.
What do you call that?
Is
now?
It part of that whole thing, or is it, this is a... Okay.
No, it fits in there.
All right. You know,
what do you call a conglomeration of movies like that? Because it's no longer...
A trilogy.
It's a universe.
In the Star Wars universe. Yeah. Okay.
It just is.
What do they call that? There is a name for it. I was just trying to think of it. It's a...
I don't know.
Hey, if you know what it's called, 727-498-0502.
Tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
Show us how smart you are.
So back to Solo.
Yeah, because I had heard... I'd seen headlines. I even showed you the headlines. It said that it was... Solo. Everybody I've heard that has seen it actually said that it's a very good movie.
It was a great movie.
So good that even if you were not a Star Wars fan, this movie stands alone that you could watch this movie and still think it's a good movie without knowing what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, no, it's still pretty cool.
All right.
So is it present day?
No.
It's when he was a kid, right?
Yeah, it's young Han Solo.
Like okay. How young?
Like 20s.
Uh-huh. Now...
So I'm guessing Harrison Ford doesn't star in the epic
is it
no.
true,
adventure. Okay.
Is it true that C-3PO is his father?
Yes.
Wow.
Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
How's that?
I figured. Hey, it's space, honey. They can do whatever they want.
Dad doesn't get it.
They're about to make glowing trees now. Right. You think they couldn't figure that out in space?
And Chewbacca is 190 years old.
Is he?
He is.
Is that? Are you? Is
did
that
he
like
start
a
out as one of those little ones?
He did. No.
Yeah.
Well, he was a Wookiee.
He was always a Wookiee.
An Ewok.
That's what
I meant.
What are the little...
So is he 190?
The Ewoks.
The Ewoks.
Is he was 100... one of those?
No.
No, I said that.
He was kidding.
Oh, I thought that he might be one of those with like a thyroid condition or something. Where
giantism.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the
ruler god Ewok.
Right.
His name is Emerson.
Emerson
Biggin.
Emerson Big Feet. Yeah. So it was a good movie?
It was a really good movie.
A lot of special effects?
Well, yeah.
Best scene in theater?
Yeah.
When did he get the Millennial Falcon?
Millennium
Falcon.
In this movie.
Oh, okay. So this is...
At the end of the movie.
Is that like a tattoo? A Millennium Falcon? Like wicked Millennium Falcon
that's
tattoo?
That's just Falcon Ridiculous.
You're Falcon Ridiculous.
You are.
You're falking it up.
You are. You're falking it up.
So was it brand new when he got it?
It was.
Okay.
And by the end of the movie, it wasn't.
I was going to say, because I recall, Princess Leia referred to it as...
like a junk heap.
The junk heap.
It looked really nice in the beginning.
Yeah, but okay, so the movie starts when he's like 20?
Something like that.
Then when it ends when he's how old?
Maybe like mid-20s.
All right.
So is this before
it's
Star Wars?
Yeah,
like so, Luke and Leia.
So
and...
they left room for a Solo sequel.
Solo, possibly.
To go from mid-20s to mid-30s.
Was Jabba the Hutt in it?
No.
Yes, he was a frog.
But he was mentioned.
Tadpole.
I was going to say, because he's the one that had the bounty out.
No spoilers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just wanted to know if he was Svelte earlier, or was
but
he...
No, I thought it was great. I mean, you know, everybody... I've seen a lot of complaints. I don't get it. I love Star Wars.
Well, now I'm going to have to go see it, I guess.
It was good.
$5 movie Tuesday.
All right. Let's do that. Or do we want to go see The Incredibles 2?
Ooh.
That's fun. It's animated, and I don't usually like animated movies, but I did like the original Incredibles.
I'm excited to see the little Pixar short in the beginning. I want to know what it is.
Oh.
There's always a really cute Pixar short.
Yeah. Also Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool
That's 2. Another one.
Yeah, they've got a whole list.
Hey, and here's another thing. Here's another thing that, Hannah Claire, I know that you like, we all like, Across the Universe.
Yes.
Okay. In August 5th, at the Capitol Theater, they're going to be showing Across the Universe.
Really?
Yes.
That would be very cool. Yep.
And the tickets are $5.
$5.
The $9 tickets come with popcorn and soda, and you can get a $30 family four-pack.
What?
So, yes. Putting it on the calendar.
I like that movie.
I love it.
And I would love to see it on the big screen.
Yeah.
How would you describe it? Is it like Rent with the Beatles?
No, it's better.
It's better than Rent, I think. The Beatles.
But it's the Beatles.
But it is a musical.
It is a musical, and just the way that they put the whole story together.
I always tell people, if you've never seen it before, the first time you watch it, you might hate it because you might think they're destroying the songs.
I don't think so. I think they all did a great job.
But watch it another time, you'll love it.
Yeah.
The first time I watched it, I was a little disappointed because I was obsessed with the Beatles.
I think you know the most about the movie.
Yeah.
What was Bono's part? What did he play?
He was the Eggman.
What was his role in the movie?
The Walrus?
No.
What? What do you mean?
Dr. Robert.
The Eggman.
The Eggman.
Well, but what was his name is what I was asking.
Oh.
Do you know what Bono's real name is?
It's not Bono.
It's not Bono.
The Eggman?
No.
Dr. Robert?
His name is Paul David Hewson.
Hewson?
H-E-W-S-O-N.
Mm. He's a butthole.
What about the character Jojo?
Jojo, that's Jimi Hendrix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good for you. Let's see. Do you have any idea when the movie was released in the United States?
I think it was in 2000.
I don't know what year, but here's the thing. It was released on John Lennon's birthday, which was October,
why'd you ask?
October 9th.
2009.
October 9th, 2009.
And it's funny because I had never heard of the movie until Hannah brought it home.
So if Jojo was Jimi Hendrix, who was Sadie?
Janis
Joplin.
Sexy
Sadie.
Wow, you're
good. Very good.
That's my movie, bro. I seriously used to wake up every single day. You can ask Ty. I would wake up every single day and put that movie on. And watch it twice a day, every day.
So Across the Universe was her Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I know.
It's a good movie.
All of the words to the whole movie.
So
not all the songs, the whole movie.
All the dialogue.
I know the script.
Nice. You two kids were too young, are too young to know anything really about Mr. Rogers.
I watched Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, we watched
did
you?
Mr. They watched,
Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were watching reruns.
No, he was on the air until 2005.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Look what I know.
I am 23.
Anyway, so there's a documentary about Mr. Rogers coming out. I guess it is out.
It came out yesterday.
As a matter of fact, last night over at the Tampa Theater that we love so much. What a beautiful theater that is. They had a Mr. Rogers in the Neighborhood party over there, and they showed the documentary.
Yes.
So how cool is that?
The documentary is true to form for 2018. It's called The Most Evil Man in the World.
No.
It's supposedly great.
It's the name of it is called Won't You Be My Neighbor?
And the critics have given it rave reviews. It's won awards at like film festivals.
Right.
And what a lot of people have said is that it's definitely a movie we need to see
right
in today's day and age of all of the negativity.
Well, I've said this before. You're not ever going to find anything negative about Mr. Rogers. He's not going to be part of the Pound Me Too movement, anything like that. You're not going to find anything in his closet that's going to make him look like a bad guy. There's this thing you gave me, Steph, and it's five things that you didn't know about Mr. Rogers. First of all, he himself was an accomplished musician, but his kids were trying to unnerd him a little bit.
Right.
So they introduced him to Bob Marley and Frank Zappa, and he liked both of them. He really liked Bob Marley the most because of his message of love.
You know, it's really funny.
Right.
Do you guys remember when we first moved in, the old guy who lived on the corner?
Yeah.
Yes.
When we had the lot? I always thought that was Mr. Rogers.
No, that was just convinced. An old pervert.
Yeah, I'm sure. But yeah. I was convinced that was Mr. Rogers.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
It was something like Foot or Mr. Miyagi or...
I don't know.
What? No, it was... what was his... It was something like
it
that.
Was it was something like that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Another thing about Mr. Rogers, for years... Ty, you probably know this. The zombie mastermind, George Romero.
Yeah.
George Romero was a cameraman on the Mr. Rogers show for years.
Really?
Yep. And actually used Mr. Rogers' sets to start practicing filming his zombie movies.
That's pretty crazy.
That's kind of cool. One of the only people that Mr. Rogers ever had a beef with was Sesame Street.
Yes.
He felt like, hey, this is my sister... show, basically, where we're all about kids and things like that. But he felt like Sesame Street was a little bit too commercial. So he was a little upset with that. And he went to them and said, hey, it's more about the kids.
Tone it down.
And they did tone it down. And when they did tone it down, then he actually allowed Big Bird to come on his show. I don't know if it says that.
but Big Bird did make an appearance.
Well, wouldn't that be fun?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you suppose... what do you think he was, a Republican or a Democrat or a liberal?
I don't know.
He was a lifelong Republican. Never voted anything but Republican his whole life.
Except for.
Oh, was there an except for?
There was an except for.
Who? I'm not seeing it. I didn't read that far in, honey. Way to go. Way to trip me up right here at the end of the show.
Good job.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't know. I didn't read that far in either.
See?
Well, see?
Now you bring
the
that
world
up.
World will now never we
both,
know.
Now we both look like doofuses.
You're the doofus. You brought
are.
It up.
You are. How much do you suppose Mr. Rogers weighed almost his entire life?
97 pounds.
From birth
120 pounds.
From birth to death. 143. And it just so happens that the numbers 1, 4, and 3 were his favorite numbers.
Hmm.
And he never, ever... I guess from the time he was a young adult, never strayed from that 143 pounds. I mean, whatever that means. That's that. Where are we? How much time do we have?
You got like 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Let me...
Till music, so...
Let me give you my quotes then real quick. I love these quotes. In America, anyone can become president. That's the problem.
Yes.
George Carlin. The next one says...
And think about that.
Yeah.
Think.
Nothing in all the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. And that came from the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. The next one says, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking that we used when we created them. Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
And the last one says, life teaches you how to live it if you live long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett. Let's see. What else? Anything? Hey, Rolling Stone had a top 50 comedies of the 21st century. What do you think the number one comedy movie of the 21st century was? Guess, quick.
Comedy movie.
I don't know.
The Big Lebowski.
Nope. That didn't even make the top 50.
Cheech and Chong.
Which I'm surprised. Nope. Didn't even make the top 50.
I've got...
Mel Brooks? Anything?
Nope. You're going to be surprised. Best in Show.
Oh, it was a terrible movie.
Oh, I think it was a great movie. Yeah. You're kidding. Very funny. Very funny. Let's see.
Sucks.
Top 10.
Who voted? The dads?
Yeah,
here's
right.
The top 10. Best in Show, number one. In the Loop, number two.
Never even heard of that.
Me neither. Bridesmaids, number three.
Never heard of that.
Step Brothers, number four.
Oh, that's a good one.
Idiocracy, number five.
That's okay. That's more of an actual documentary.
Punch Drunk Love is number six. Tony Erdman, number seven. Never heard of that. What? Shaun of the Dead, number eight.
Oh, that's a good one.
40-Year-Old Virgin, number nine. And number 10, State of Maine.
I'm going to have to put some of those on the Netflix queue.
Yeah.
That sounds like the hipsters got a hold of that one.
Something.
Just saying.
Anyway, what else do we have? Anybody have anything you want
to
add?
No, here? We need to wrap up.
All right, everybody. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at the end? Nothing.
No.
Zero. Stephanie?
Happy birthday and happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank everybody again for all the well wishes and cards and letters and gifts and things like that. Ty, anything you want to add?
Nope.
Okay. I already said what I wanted to say. So, other than that, Semper Fi Devil Dogs and I Miss You, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We enjoy speaking to you. We look forward to speaking to you again next Friday. Don't forget, everybody, Sunday.
Sunday.
Is Who's Your Daddy Day.
Who's Your Daddy Day. Show some love. No,
Baby Daddy Day.
Baby Daddy.
Baby Daddy Day. Anyway, this last song I have, it's a good one. It's called Hey Boy, Hey Girl, and it's by Louis Prima and his wife, Keely Smith. I hope you enjoy it, and we will see you next week. See ya.
See ya. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, 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 oui, oui,
oui, oui,
da, da,
da, da.
Okay,
okay,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
well,
all right,
hey, girl, you sure look fine,
ah, ah,
hey, boy, you're sweet as wine,
ah, ah,
so let's get together, baby, let me come see you sometime,
ah, ah,
hey, girl, I dig your touch,
ah, ah,
hey, boy, you're much too much,
ah, ah.
So let's get together, baby. Let me come see you sometime.
Ha-ha.
I look in your eyes and my knees get weak.
When you're in my arms, I can hardly speak.
I hear crazy music when I call your name. Baby, 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 do you feel the same? Hey, girl.
Uh-huh.
How about a kiss?
Hey, boy, I can't resist.
Uh-huh.
Now we're going steady and I'll never, never let you go.
Uh-huh.
Hey, girl, I like the way you look.
Uh-huh.
Hey, boy, I can really cook.
Uh-huh.
Now we'll get married and never, never let you go.
Uh-huh.
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 Si, si.
Si, si.
Ya, ya.
Ya, ya.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
Da, da.
Da, da.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right.
All right.
I'm glad you're mine.
When I'm in your arms, it's so divine.
I hear pretty music when they call your name. Baby, 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 do you feel the same? Hey, girl.
Uh-huh.
tell me what's the score?
Aha! Hey boy, I love you more and more.
Aha! Now that we are married, I will never, 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 never let you go. Hey girl.
That's it.